Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi Māori, te reo irirangi o te hiku o teika. I nāia nei, ka huri atu au ki te whakatau i tō tātou tuahine, a Sheridan Waitai. Sheridan, pehana.
E whai ana au.
Sheridan, Make It Happen Te Hiku is a kaupapa that many of our listeners have heard about, but perhaps don't know a lot about. Would you be able to share some kōrero about what Make It Happen Te Hiku as a project can mean for our whānau, hapū and iwi?
So, Make It Happen Te Hiku is really around, it's sort of a mechanism that supports the social accord and allows the community to engage in the te hiku iwi outcomes and aspirations. So what it is it's done extensive community engagement across all of te hiku, and what we ended up with was, 75% of Māori returns in those surveys and all that. So we've got a really good, strong voice of our whānau out there, as rural as Te Hapua, Te Pauranga, Te Kohukohu. So we captured all their voices and all their aspirations and needs, and we put that up into what you call those community outcomes, and there's five of them. So one's around cultural, one's around prosperous and progressive, safety and respect, but it's called peaceful, safe and connected. But basically our people described the desired state in which they want to live in. So if they could feel it, touch it, smell it, this is what it looks like. And it's been an awesome opportunity, because what that does is those outcomes that the community are talking about align to what the iwi wants. So and iwi are a game changer in this space. So we want to make sure that the community are engaged and going with, if that makes sense.
Interpreting that into reality, what are the steps to making that happen for te hiku?
So one of the things we've done is we've established what we call a community task force for action. So there are 9 people from across the community that have been put on as this task force for action, and they're charged with developing their implementation plan. So in that implementation plan is a social change communication plan. So basically, how do we engage, and it is going to be about going out to the little communities and working out what are the things that the community want to change, how do they want to change them, and actually developing that messaging and giving them the resource to be able to do that.
The resources are currently held with different government departments. Loosening those strings up will be important in realising the different priority areas that you've talked about. To begin with, there will be a lot of conversations, I'd imagine, with those government departments that are responsible for those resources, so that we can actually make things happen. What do you think are the first things that iwi leaders need to give consideration to make that happen?
I mean, one of the things we've been talking about is place-based. So what works for te hiku doesn't necessarily work for the whole region. So the biggest challenge for us is getting the buy-in from the government agencies to relax some of those policies, to loosen some of their funding, but to also be answerable to those outcomes. So how do they... So if this is what it looks like for iwi, how do they contribute to that, and what is it that they do, and can they do it better? And I mean, we just talked about social change, and we talked about just 10 different buckets of money with 10 different social change messages. One of the things we're going to do is have one bucket of money for the community to decide on what those social change messages are. And it's a bit about what you were saying about e tu, e te whānau. Well, we agree with the E2 principles, and that's a national strategy, but what's te hiku's kōrero and what's te hiku's strategy? So if it's E2 e te whānau, then that's what it is. So we have slowly but surely been convincing different managers in Wellington, and we've got some small ones. I mean, let's just talk about healthy families. Can we talk about healthy families? That pūti that we just talked about, and that resource around coordinating better health and getting the lifting the bar for health so that our whānau can get the right services, That resource could have gone anywhere in Te Taitokiro, but it came to Te Hiku. Why? Because the iwi have stepped up and helped develop this framework. Why? Because the Make It Happen has brought the community voices into that space. So you've got a direct line of sight to both outcomes. And so now what we have is we're going to have this really great group that's going to be helping coordinate and streamline those services so that our whānau can access them. But not just for Te Hiku, but supporting the wider far north to achieve that. So it's so much greater to have that resource in Te Hiku than it is out of Te Hiku. And we're talking about new money, you know, like new jobs, new creation, yeah, stuff like that.
So what, on one level, we're talking about is shifting the way people think. And that's not going to happen overnight. So in closing, please just give us a little bit of kōrero about what sort of time frames we're looking at to create that mind shift or enable it to happen.
Well, Pete, our whānau need to be realistic around that. So we're talking about a generation, okay? Like at least a decade before you're really going to be able to visually see, feel and hear social change, to be fair. And our people now have to be the designers in those messages. That's the important part. So yeah, 10 years minimum. That's really about our mokopuna.
Mihi ana hau ki a koe, Sheridan. I runga anō hoki te whakaaro mo te whanaungatanga. Ngā mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora, Pete. Nā te wā.